impressive grassroots political campaigning last night by the Republicans. They held more than 5,000 house parties around the country. Day to Day sent reporters to two of them. We start with Janet Babin in the suburbs of Cleveland.
Shaker Heights, like most of Northeast Ohio, is predominantly Democratic. That seemed to make those at the city's GOP house party even more enthusiastic. The crowd of about 20 is an ethnic and religious mix of people, but they all agree that President Bush is taking the country in the right direction, even though his numbers are down slightly in the latest Ohio poll from the University of Cincinnati. Rich Giamo says polls just don't matter.
All these polls every night after every speech or every presentation or performance, you know, who's playing here, who's playing there. It's like movie reviews, you know, go see it yourself, you know. I just don't think they have that much credibility.
After a half hour of finger food and conversation, the party turns more serious.
You got everybody? I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I think everybody knows why we're here. We're here to re-elect the president and work on his campaign and start that ball rolling.
Bush Cheney City Captain Daniel Cord asked partygoers for donations of time and money. He told them it's going to be a tough campaign.
If 2000 taught us anything, it should have taught us not that voting machines don't work or they do work, but that getting out the vote and every vote counts, and that's what we have to do in Ohio.
Party organizer Elaine Monahan says what supporters have to do is quell what she calls Bush bashing.
They've had things come down on them that are very bewildering to me. I don't know why. The year 2004, for instance, every homosexual had to want to get married. In my opinion, that was a political move.
Before the party broke up, Cord again asked the group to hold house parties, put up yard signs, or register others to vote.
Unless you know for a fact that they're going to vote for the other guy. And even then, you never know, so make friends and help them register.
Cord says if a person is registered by a Republican, it's more likely they'll vote that way on Election Day. President Bush makes a campaign swing through Ohio next week. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.
I'm Mike Pesca in New York. On the speakerphone in the kitchen of Carol Daly's Seacliff Long Island home, Vice President Dick Cheney was taking questions from selected guests at the over 5,000 parties for the president last night. Everyone in the room was listening intently right up until the question about cowboys.
I'm worried about the future of American cowboy traditions. Since you are from Wyoming and know about the cowboy way, what can we do to help preserve and continue this important American culture?
That's an issue that doesn't rank up there with taxes or terrorism to this suburban group of eight who all happen to be members of the same family. The Dalys, four sisters, a brother, a sister-in-law, and Carol's two high school-age daughters, are a Bush-loving, and at this party, Bush-beer-drinking crowd. Still, because seven of the eight assembled are women who live in New York, the Dalys think their president isn't talking to them enough.
You gotta advertise. You gotta, if you wanna be voted in, you gotta put your name all over the place.
And not negative. And we don't want to hear how bad Kerry
right.
is. We just want to hear what you're going to do to make this the America
right.
we want to live in.
Yeah,
we don't want to hear the negative about Kerry.
Yes.
It turns us off and you lose the vote.
Both candidates have declined to advertise on local TV here. And most of Bush's national cable buys are on networks like the Golf Channel, designed to shore up his base of support among men. But as Carol's sister Lori admitted, for the people in this room, the party probably had no effect. They were all voting for the president anyway. Although sister-in-law Adrian was until tonight considering not voting at all. In-laws. And as Lori finished her drink, she mentioned another benefit of the party. It provided a boost to the local economy.
The people at the beer distributor were so happy. We haven't been able to get rid of those beers in 4 years.
I said, just dust them off and put some ice on them. They'll be fine.
Obscure beer, cowboy culture, Dick Cheney in your kitchen, even if the turnout was only in the high single digits, that's a party. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.